Well, the ceasefire and now the arrival of monitors in Syria is part of the deal brokered by the UN and Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. His spokesman is Ahmed Fawzi, who's on the line now from Geneva. Ahmed Fawzi, it's not much of a ceasefire, is it?
Well, thank you for having me on the program, and it was very interesting to hear Sami from the opposition. We all think that this is a very precarious ceasefire. You called it shaky. It is indeed fragile. No one said it was perfect, but it is a first step. And this is not unusual in situations like this for both parties to be testing each other. What we hope is that this will remain relatively calm so that we can get the observers on the ground as quickly as possible. We have a very, very small group arriving tonight, and they will be operating.
How many is that? Am I right in thinking it's just a few? Six, I think, isn't it?
That is correct, yes. And they will be very quickly augmented up to 25-30 in total from missions in the region. This is an exceedingly fast deployment when you think of the fact that you're not just sending human beings into a situation like this. They have to have all the support equipment that they need to carry out their jobs, communication equipment, transport, etc.
They will
be operational as of tomorrow morning in conjunction with the Syrians. We have to agree where we can deploy them as quickly as possible.
Well, we heard from Sami Ibrahim saying that he thought thousands of monitors were needed. I mean, clearly that may be, from your point of view, unrealistic, but 25 to 30, it would presumably be barely enough to cover Homs, which is a big city.
I agree entirely. We're not pretending that we're going to be covering one city with six people, but we are going to start, and there will be a presence of blue helmets on the ground that we hope will deter further acts of violence in one area to give them time to get the other observers on the ground as quickly as possible. Look, you don't need thousands. If there is goodwill on both sides, and we hope there is, I hope they have the intention to try and end the violence in all its forms and get a political process going, because this is only the beginning of the implementation of the six-point plan. And the six-point plan means stop the violence, get a political process going, allow humanitarian aid, start allowing access for journalists, start allowing peaceful demonstrations.
Very little of which has happened so far. I mean, do you think the Assad government is still committed to this plan?
I agree that very little has been implemented, of course, in the eyes of the world. What we are getting from the Syrian side is daily reporting of steps they have taken to, for example, grant visas to journalists, or steps they have taken to withdraw their troops to their encampments. We need to have our eyes on the ground to be able to monitor all this. But as I said, both parties must be willing to end the violence and come to the negotiating table.
Mm. When Mr. Annan reads, and I'm sure he does, all the reports, like we heard from Sami Ibrahim and many other sources about what's going on in Homs, for example, I mean, he must feel pretty angry given the work that he's put in trying to end the violence.
Yes, he's extremely concerned, as we all are, as is the Secretary General. Mr. Annan is extremely concerned when he reads reports of violence. Now, let us bear in mind that these are reports of violence, and we all need to be very cautious in interpreting these reports. We hope, and I say this for the 1,000th time, we hope both sides will realize that this is a golden opportunity for them to put down their arms and to start talking. Negotiations is the only way out of this bloody crisis that has lasted for 1 year.
Okay.
For over 1 year. And if the six-point plan is not taken seriously, I'm afraid Syria will be plunging back into the abyss.